Hey everybody, this is Nate with a private service announcement. How are you doing? It's been a while. I hope you've been well wherever you are. Let me just give you a quick update on what I've been up to in the last while. I haven't been making any episodes before I jump into this one. So recently I have been absolutely loving my life. It's been a big change in the last while, and that big change is I am currently doing my Master of Counseling through City University. It has been an all-encompassing effort. I now am doing homework. Yeah, I'm back to those days of a student doing homework daily, pretty much, between my regular work hours, which I'm continuing to do. It's a private university and a part-time master's program. So I've been able to manage those things and maybe even have a little bit of a social life too. So I've been busy with school, doing work, and really enjoying what I've been learning. It's been personally challenging, and it's going to equip me well to eventually have my own private practice, work as a counselor with an agency. Who knows? I have many ideas, and the more time I spend in school, the more ideas pop into my head. So, and I have to say, podcasting is always in my mind. It's always something that I think of might be a part of my future career. I gotta do more episodes though. I've just been so busy that I haven't done any, but I always think of them. And today is November 11th. It's Remembrance Day. And I really wanted to do an episode about this day, about what Remembrance Day is about. It's 2020 though, and everything's different this year. So, I mean, how's it been the same this year? Just a quick context piece around Remembrance Day in general. The original Armistice Day was first held to commemorate the end of the First World War back in 1918. The first one was held on Monday, November 11th at 11 a.m. This is because that was the original day that the First World War ended. It was changed from Armistice Day to Remembrance Day in 1931. But ever since then, we've been annually in Canada celebrating Remembrance Day on the 11th. It's because we're doing this to acknowledge the sacrifice of service of past and present Canadians and remember our history. How is it different this year, though? Well, during COVID, everything's different. And I know that as opposed to other years, we won't be going to any Remembrance Day services. That's sad. It was always something that I looked forward to because it's such a beautiful tradition. So we can't gather. We can't do that. I assume people are going to be spending time around 11 a.m. today to just kind of to think about Remembrance Day, and that's an important part of remembering, is taking that quiet time and doing that. You know, it is really important to honor the sacrifice of the Canadians who have gone before us, because the people who are veterans, you know, there's a lot of trauma that has come from their personal experiences serving their country overseas. Serving Canada in wartime and in peacetime, helping with peacekeeping stuff. Even my dad was a part of the military, and he did many peacekeeping tours. So it is very important. The purpose has always been the Canadian military. They would always go and do their, whether it was in wartime or peacetime, it was for the freedom of our country. It was for us. And this has been a historical thing. People that went to war back in the First and Second World War and other conflicts in the 20th century, it's something that we need to honor, remember those sacrifices. And there is a cost for the veterans, the people who sacrifice their lives, and in some cases sacrifice their bodies, their lives, their families for this country in service of this people. That cost can be really, really high. And so, you know, Remembrance Day is about honoring all of that. You know, I've noticed though, especially during COVID when things are upside down, keeping things that are important, keeping them in mind can be really difficult when it doesn't directly affect us. I mean, we're not in wartime right now. There is no conflict. World War III is not happening, although at the beginning of 2020, it really almost could have. At least it seemed that way. Everything's been crazy. You know, if we don't go to a Remembrance Day service, how easy is it for us to get distracted? Like, I know that because I've, like, today's now a homework day. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to Remembrance Day service. I'll be spending the most of my time today kind of working on some of the things that are on my plate for school, but that has the opportunity to distract me from important Remembrance Day pieces, taking the time to remember. You know, in the news recently, some big organizations have made choices to not have their employees even wearing poppies. I was really pleased to hear recently that Whole Foods, which they have a store here in Victoria at Uptown, they reversed this policy internationally after some really strong backlash. There was some employees that stood up. You can look this up online, hear all about the stories on CBC, I believe. These employees were fighting against the no poppy rule because remembering and acknowledging the sacrifice of our Canadian military veterans, it's our responsibility as people and as a society. When I think of the fact that it's easy to forget things, I think about that in terms of my faith as well. In the realm of Christian faith practices, the concept of remembrance could be referred to as testimony. This can be about personal testimony, like a person who has their own experience of what Jesus has done in their life. This is a testimony also kind of talks about what historically has been a part of the Christian faith. Like this is like traditions of taking communion, like the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, or even just gathering at church on Sunday mornings. It's all about testimony. The book of Deuteronomy, actually, in chapter 6, talks about the importance of reminding ourselves, reminding our children, reminding our neighbors about those things of importance, the things that shape our way of life. So when we get out of the habit of remembering our history, we no longer honor what has come before us, lest we forget. So back to this Remembrance Day piece. It's Remembrance Day. It's November 11th today. When we talk about Remembrance Day, what has been canonized is all these conversations about the Canadian military and Canadians who've made sacrifice. And, you know, I really want to think about today, what have we chosen to forget in the process of talking about Remembrance Day in this way? You know, Lest We Forget is about remembering the sacrifice of Canadians. They worked to defend, they served our country to defend this country's freedom and its way of life. It's important for us to recognize that this country was built by and built for settlers and immigrants. Canada was built by that here on this land. But we, of course, we weren't the first ones here in this country. Is only, what, 150, a couple years older than 150 years, its entire history. Now, on this Remembrance Day, today, I want to also remember the sacrifice of those Indigenous land defenders who for centuries fought to defend the land and their way of life when colonizers arrived. Let's put this into perspective here. Just for some context, I looked this up online, you can find it too. Veterans Affairs Canada, their website says that in our nation's history, 118,000 Canadians made the ultimate sacrifice of dying for their country. That's across our nation's history. Then I looked at the Canadian Encyclopedia website. They report that anthropologists over the years tentatively estimate that of the 350,000 to 500,000 Indigenous people, some estimates are actually as high as 2 million, who were living in this land before colonizers showed up, there were up to, at maximum, 125,000 First Nations people who survived to see Canada formed in 1867 due to colonizers using disease, starvation, and warfare to exterminate Indigenous populations. So let me sum that up. In other words, it's estimated that between 225,000 to 1.88 million Indigenous people made the ultimate sacrifice for their nations, as compared to the 118,000 Canadians in our country's history. This is a significantly higher number. But of course, our Remembrance Day is about our Canadians, when the Indigenous populations that have lived here on this land for millennia, their sacrifice has been way, way higher. They've done the exact same things, defending their land, their way of life, but we haven't talked about it. You know, the trauma and PTSD of Canadian veterans who have made great personal sacrifices to uphold our nation's freedom, it should encourage us to honor that sacrifice and to work to bring them healing. I've seen so many awesome projects in the last while. I think last year, was it in Alberta, it might have been Calgary, it could have been a different city though, that they made these Houses for Heroes, I think it was called. I didn't actually look this up, so I might be wrong here. I think it was called Houses for Heroes, and it was the idea of these, not assisted living, but these housing complexes for veterans, keeping them out of poverty and giving back. At the end of the day, it was about giving back and honoring their sacrifice by creating a space to help them when we know that PTSD and the trauma of peacekeeping, wartimes, people who serve our country, that ravages families, and it makes it hard for them to reintegrate into society. It's kind of our responsibility to work to help heal them because they defended us. You know, in the same way, the generational trauma of Indigenous people whose way of life have mostly been destroyed, whose ancestral burial sites and ceremony spaces now have ferry terminals, hotels, and neighborhoods occupying those spaces, we need to honor their sacrifice too and work to bring them healing as well. In Canada, the whole idea of truth and reconciliation is a good first step, but we need to continue to be talking about the truth of the matter and helping reconcile how Indigenous people live their daily lives here and now. It's important that we choose to remember all land defenders that live within our borders on Remembrance Day, because Remembrance Day is that. It's about honoring sacrifice. We need to acknowledge that while we as settlers and immigrants, I'm talking about myself and I'm talking about all of you who are listening who are not Indigenous, we need to acknowledge that as settlers and immigrants, we live with privilege and freedom that's been defended through brave Canadian sacrifices. This same way of life that defended our privilege and our freedom, it once destroyed the lives of our Indigenous neighbors, the original peoples of these lands. And they also worked to defend their privilege and freedom in the same way. We must talk about these truths, lest we choose not to remember. So that's all I've got for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope I've given you something to ponder at 11:11 on this 11:11. Remembrance Day is a day to be humbled by the sacrifice of everyone who's gone before us, and a day to be motivated to honor the past by creating a better future. So have a great day, everyone. That concludes today's private service announcement.